One of the people that I spoke to in a previous interview, he spoke about initially there was this issue of trust. Are people going to work well from home? Are they not going to work well from home? You know, did you have any of those those emotions? And where are you at right now?
It's really good that you mentioned that, because in the past 2 weeks that we've been doing this, I don't think anybody has checked up on anybody yet. And I say that I'm trying to think about a situation or incident, but it's never. In fact, I like to relate one incident today. This morning we had a weekly business review. This is my direct reports. And one of the guys who's an offline team, his name is Lance, he handles the offline team. That means his team does onboarding of merchants. Now with the lockdown, they obviously there's no work for them, right? So he took it upon himself, says, hey, look, we're helping out the F&B team, reaching out to the merchants to see what they can do, you know? So, and this is what we have done. So again, like I said, you know, everybody knows that, you know, it's business as usual. We have to do what it is. I don't think anybody is, there's this mistrust in anybody. We are, like you said, you know, in fact, most of my staff are, you know, on the phone or WhatsApp to 12 o'clock with me. So how do I account for that, you know?
Yeah, I'm finding exactly the same. You know, my team is working long hours and they're solving problems very quickly.
I believe so.
Much, you know, more quickly, I'd say much.
Yeah, and I know your team, and I know how you handle your team also. And I'm sure, you know, I would like to actually ask you what you have learned from your staff in this short period, because I always value your thoughts. Yeah.
What I've learned, there's a lot of learning. Number one is, as you've said, I've changed my attitude to working from home. I think it can be a very effective way of working. What I've learned is when people have a clear set of objectives and they've got clear roles and great communication, and I think this period has contributed to all of that, people work much more quickly. So this has actually contributed to higher productivity. Managing meetings, it's exactly what you've said to me. It is, the emotional check-ins are really important. You know, businesses and teams are based on social bonds. Mm-hmm. And when we're in the same office, we can build those social bonds. So we find other ways of building social bonds. It's a bit like what you're saying, Chen Chao. How are you going, Jake? How's your family? How's things? Wow, that's a social bond being built with you. And it makes a difference. So therefore, someone who is your leader is saying that. And the same thing goes when you as a leader says that to other people. And guess what that does? Your people see you doing that. So what happens? They do it for others, you know. And I think the other one is, because it's fundamentally voice and, you know, a little bit of visual, everything that we do is amplified. Mm-hmm. You know, and so in a very positive way, there's less distractions. You know? So, yeah, I've been a lot for me.
I think
so
I think people have improved on is the digital transformation. I mean, you know, suddenly everybody's on Zoom or Hangout, Google Hangout, or understanding how to use this. I think that's great, because, you know, post this, everybody can start to still lock on to this. You know, the amount of people I was reading somewhere, the amount of people who got into virtual meetings and stuff when this COVID started is almost 65% new users. So that's amazing. So to me, it took a pandemic to actually get people digitally transformed.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the other thing is that we're going to thank COVID for accelerating the change that we always wanted to make.
Definitely.
I'm not sure.